Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves, toll free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got the live streams there for you. Broadband version of the show as well as a dial-up version. They're both free, and they're both online at freetalklive.com. So take advantage of that. And don't forget also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can log on or join them at freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. So, I wanted to talk about terrorism this hour, but again, this is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Again, political, personal, whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. Otherwise, let's talk about what the cops are doing to keep us safe from those dangerous terrorists.
I love that.
Actually, I have two different articles, both of them from LouRockwell.com. This one from John Peters, called Dress to Kill. A man with curly black hair and olive complexion sets out on his early morning run in the downtown section of a major metropolitan area.
That doesn't sound like it's going to end well.
Uncertain of the fall weather, he dresses in layers, the last of which is a billowy parka. In a pack strapped to his waist is a music playing device with wires, or perhaps a Free Talk Live playing device, with wires running from his pack to earpieces tucked almost invisibly into his ears. Toward the end of his run, he's breathing heavily, his face dripping with sweat. As the music continues to play loudly in his ears, he's singing along with it. Remembering that there's a coffee shop in the nearby transit station, he turns to jog up the stairs into the station, passing police officers on the way. Before entering the shop, the man slows to a cool-down walk, pacing back and forth to slow his breathing. He continues to listen to the music and repeat the lyrics to himself. Minutes later, a crowd gathers as the man lays dead on the pavement.
Holy crap.
Victim of a single gunshot wound to the head, music still playing into his now blood-filled ears. What happened? Welcome to USA 2005. No, this is not a new video game. The International Association of Chiefs of Police, following a week of schooling in Israel, decided that they liked what they saw over there in Israel in regards to police tactics, and they'd heard enough to recommend its adoption on America's streets. This is amazing stuff here. New guidelines issued by the International Association of Chiefs of Police authorize a police officer to shoot to kill any suspected terrorist by shooting him in the head.
According to
Miami...
Suspected terrorists?
That's right.
Well, he was sweating, and, you know, he was sweating and running.
And he was running, too. And
chanting to himself.
Obviously, he's a terrorist. It sounds a little extreme. It sounds like this guy's blowing this out of proportion, right? Well, he cites his sources, and
looks like that's what they did.
Yeah. Yeah, this one from... Well, I don't think this is an actual story. I think he made up the story.
Okay.
Based on what you're going to hear next.
I see.
Miami Police Chief John F. Timoney says, and this is all from the Washington Post, August 3rd edition, says, quote, "You need to get him dead as soon as possible." Well, how will police identify terrorists before they put a bullet through his head? The IACP lays down the following terrorist profile. Here's what it identifies you as a terrorist. Now, remember, a few years back, before this whole war on terror, there was drug dealer profiles and things like that.
That's right.
Well, in this case, here's what you have to fit to be a terrorist. You must be wearing a heavy coat or jacket in warm weather. No definition, of course, of what constitutes a heavy coat or what's considered warm weather. Carrying a briefcase, duffel bag, or backpack with protrusions or visible wires. Make sure it zips neatly shut and get a Bluetooth. Might display nervousness, unwillingness to make eye contact, excessive sweating. Might mumble prayers. Pacing back and forth in front of a venue. No definition, of course, of what constitutes pacing or what constitutes a venue. Think this scenario can't get worse? Think again. While previous use of force guidelines required police officers to be faced with an imminent threat before deploying deadly force, the new guidelines eliminate this pesky threshold. The new guidelines say this, quote, "An officer just needs to have a reasonable basis to believe that the suspect can detonate a bomb."
Holy crap.
It's totally
translated if he's a darkie.
Yeah. Translated
it doesn't even matter
like
that. Timothy McVeigh blew up the building there in Oklahoma City.
Right.
What difference does it make? They can just smoke anybody with a briefcase. It's breathing a little too hard.
Yeah.
That's
basically what they're saying. Now, to be fair, the guideline has not yet been adopted by every police agency in the United States, but it is the International Association of Chiefs of Police, so I'm sure that's going to be adopted here and there, if not more places than that. So get in shape. So if you want to avoid death at the firing of a gun of a police officer, get in shape to avoid sweating. Take a Dale Carnegie course to get over shyness. Learn to pray in silence. Invest in wireless technology. Buy a large enough backpack or briefcase. And above all else, do not overdress for weather conditions.
You know, be cold.
Yeah, he's being a little bit flippant about a little funny about this, but this is serious. I mean, these are real citations from the Washington Post on their report from this.
And I'm sorry,
Chief of Police.
It's not my intention to be a jerk, but I think that the greatest minds of our time are usually drawn into things like engineering, perhaps physicians, things like that. It doesn't. Generally, law enforcement doesn't draw the greatest minds of our time.
No, as a matter of fact, they actually will not allow you to join in several police departments around the country if you have too high of a grade on their score, on their testing.
I don't know about that. All I'm saying is I've met a few cops that, weren't the smartest, they weren't the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Not the brightest
knife
in the
basket. And I wouldn't give them instructions like this.
Right.
And you know, I'll tell you, I don't think I felt like they saw the world in a much more black and white way than I did, mm-hmm. too. Like, we're at war with them people.
Right.
Yep.
You know?
And this gives them the
leeway.
I wouldn't
give them a gun and instructions to shoot them if they have any doubts.
There have been examples in recent times of cops firing guns and shooting people in the back. For instance, here in Tampa Bay, just a matter of a month and a half ago, there was a guy that was running away from the scene of a raid. The cops were raiding a house. By the way, they tossed a flashbang into the front yard where kids were playing, just as an example of how careless these people are.
Yeah. Well, they weren't white kids, so who cares?
Well, we actually don't know. The guy who was shot and killed was a white guy.
Hmm.
Anyway, this guy...
Not in the neighborhood they were at.
Well, he was white. Anyway,
yes,
he got out and ran away, and as he was running away, the cop claimed the guy was reaching for his waistline.
Right.
And he, again, made the leap of logic to assume that, he was reaching for a gun, so I should shoot him. You know, the guideline that he's talking about just gives the cops even leeway.
You didn't even tell that whole story.
Decisions like that.
There were 20 other cops, 21 other cops present that testified they did not see the guy reaching for a gun.
Really? I didn't hear that part of the
story. Oh, yeah. Testified. And they still said, the cop thought he was
going for a
gun.
They still defended him.
Yeah.
Well, the cops will always defend their own.
It wasn't just the cops. It was he was acquitted or whatever the term was.
Well,
not acquitted.
Well, if there's anything that could be good said, anything good that could be said about this, it is that it does not change at all the way the L.A. police force does business.
No. It just makes the rest of the country more like the LAPD.
Yes.
Because they engage in shooting people in the back as they run away as well.
Oh, yeah.
And that's one of the old rules that the cops were supposed to go by is you can't return force unless there's force being threatened on you. Now, the cops have more leeway legally than a so-called citizen does in regards to how much force they can use in return to force. The cops can use over necessary amount of force in order to subdue somebody. In this case, they're just saying, if you feel like it, if you feel like this guy could be a terrorist, if you feel like there's a chance he could detonate a bomb, you can shoot him in the head. What kind of insanity is this? Why are we sending our chiefs of police to Israel for training? What's that all about? Do these guys want to be another arm of the military? Because, I mean, they might as well go ahead and create a fifth branch or sixth branch of the military for the cops.
Is that really necessary, though? I mean, haven't they already grown to take that role?
Essentially, they are. They just don't wear camo. 800-259-9231. If you've got comments here, otherwise we'll go on to another group of security agents, the so-called Transportation Security Administration, TSA. I don't believe what they did with an airplane that allegedly had a possible bomb on it. They just let it sit out on the tarmac. We're going to come back with more. Your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, exercise maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific. The most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Call now 1-877-300-0040.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. We're inside hour number two of the show. You can talk about anything. Whatever's on your mind, political, personal, anything goes. Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online. Check out the bulletin board system there. We've got thousands of posts for you to surf around through, over 34,000 posts, and hundreds of people interacting. Everything from serious message threads to lighthearted stuff, fun stuff. Freetalklive.com. Go and check it out. We're talking about terrorism.
Ah!
Apparently now the cops have a little bit more leeway as to what they can do to suspected terrorists. Sure, we know that they've already been locking them up without any charges, kind of throwing away the whole due process thing. You know, Jose Padilla, he's only been held for, what, 3 years now without any charges?
Poor guy.
So they've already been basically just destroying the Constitution and totally ignoring it and just doing whatever, it seems like whatever they wanted to.
Whatever, Ian. This is a time of war.
Yes.
Constitution doesn't matter anymore.
Everything changed after 9/11.
That's right. Yeah.
Martial law won't be too far behind.
Well, now with this new rule, with these new rules that the International Association of Chiefs of Police, whatever they call themselves, has implemented that allows cops to use their judgment, which if you look at any situations that have gone wrong, and there's plenty of them, cops aren't so good at using their judgment. Like, they'll arrest the wrong guys quite frequently, and then we find out later on down the road. People get let out of jail years later, for instance. Sometimes they get lucky and they, you know, don't have to stay in very long. Sometimes they're in there for a decade before they get let out. So we already know the cops do a slipshod job as is. Why are we giving them more authority? More ability to make these life or death judgments? They're basically saying now that if you think somebody could set off a bomb, go ahead and shoot them in the head.
Well, it's supposed to. All these rules, all these new regulations are supposed to make us all safer, right?
Except from the cops that shoot you in the head.
Yeah.
You might not be safe from them.
Now, what crazy organization stuff. Is giving off these orders? The chiefs of police, what?
Oh, boy, now I have to pull up the article again.
The Regal Swine.
It's the International Association of Chiefs of Police.
And they're just saying if you suspect somebody,
yeah.
You're pretty much free to shoot them.
Shoot them in the head. What if they could set off a bomb?
Yeah.
Where'd they get this from?
Israel. They went over for training in Israel, and they brought it back here.
It's nuts.
This is as reported in the Washington Post.
Israel doesn't really seem like it'd be the best spot to train your police, train your troops.
I don't think it would be either, but that's where they went, and now they've come back with this whole idea. Anyway, let's move on to some other terrorist stuff. Pretend you work, this is from LouRockwell.com, Becky Akers. Pretend you work for the Transportation Security Administration. You're a high muckety muck at Houston Hobby Airport, and you've learned that that a flight with 136 passengers and 5 crew will make an emergency landing there. It seems some passengers discovered a note in their seat pocket claiming a bomb was on board. You're responsible for getting these 141 souls off the plane before they're blown to kingdom come. Do you, number one, prepare to evacuate them ASAP when the plane touches down, or number two, find your airport's most isolated runway, order the plane to land there, and then leave everyone aboard for an excruciating hour.
Oh, God. Well, I think
we know where this is going.
I think the more logically thinking folks would pick A, but...
but they wouldn't be hired by the TSA. Well, we can all guess which option the TSA brainiacs chose when Southwest Airlines Flight 21 was diverted to Houston Hobby last Friday. Remember that these bureaucrats support the war on terror and actually believe that bad guys lurk everywhere, waiting to bomb planes. They presumably considered this note a real and credible threat, rather than a bored businessman's doodling or a kid's prank. Sue Studley, who phoned her daughter-in-law aboard the flight, told Houston...
What's your last name?
Studley.
Studley?
Studley.
S-T-U-D-L-E-Y.
Nice.
Who phoned her daughter-in-law aboard the flight, told Houston's Channel 2 News, quote, I can imagine how frightened they were because the passengers were because they told them about it while they were still in the air. I think they should have gotten them away from the plane in case there was a bomb on board. Clearly, Sue will never work for the TSA. It gets worse. Not only were innocent people imprisoned for an hour, but when the cabin door was finally opened around 2 p.m., they couldn't stampede to freedom. Rather, cops marched each person off individually. No word on how long that took, but the last captive to the plane certainly had plenty of time to make his peace with God. They wanted to take account of who was on the plane and try to narrow down exactly who and where this note originated from, said Al Tribble, speaking on behalf of the FBI's Houston office. The trouble with Tribble is his job. It's turned his heart to stone and his mind to mush. Continuing his quote, the bottom line is we have to rule out that terrorism isn't a cause of this note. Yo, Al, the bottom line is getting folks off of a plane that you expect to blow up. These petrified passengers were hardly welcomed into the terminal after their ordeal on the runway. Rather, they were searched and interrogated, as though they hadn't already been traumatized enough. This despite the fact that none of them had committed any crime, nor was a single search warrant produced. Channel 2 reported that some detainees were released at 5 p.m. after questioning. That's over 4 hours later. The three unlucky passengers who actually found the note were still being interviewed, as the Associated Press euphemistically put it, late Friday afternoon.
Oh.
Pity the poor crew. They'll be sequestered and questioned by the TSA, along with the FBI, on the origin of the note, according to a spokesman for Southwest Airlines. Like all bullies, Leviathan, which is another term for the government, relies on brawn instead of brains. Thus, it constantly slips. And it slipped big time here. It forgot to pretend that its first priority is protecting us. which we should point out, that's all it really does. That's all the government really does. They just act like they're doing something for you. They act like they're here to protect and serve, but when it comes down to it...
Well, they are here to protect and serve, but it's their own interest.
Right. They're here to protect and serve the state and the government and the bureaucracy, not your personal freedoms and not your safety. Because, and if you think we're just making that up, go check some Supreme Court cases. They just ruled a very similar case on this summer that said that if there was one of those restraining orders that you can get on someone, the cops have no duty to enforce it. Hmm. It's just a piece of paper with writing on it.
No, so that's just a piece of paper with writing on
right.
it. But all the other stuff that they enforce, well, that's set in stone.
That's law. That's, yeah, it's important stuff. All right. All the time, our rulers knew there were almost certainly no terrorists. Even Tribble, the FBI agent, admitted, quote, "It doesn't appear to be terrorism at first glance. The note was crumpled up. Someone at the scene said this thing could have been on the plane for 2 weeks." Why would finding a non-existent bomber be more important than 141 people's lives? Or, given that they were never in any real danger, their comfort and peace of mind? Because Leviathan looks like a fool at this point. The government has yapped about terrorists for 4 years. It's established a massive and very expensive bureaucracy called the Department of Homeland Security.
That's pretty, right.
To apprehend those terrorists, the TSA alone gobbles $5 billion per year in taxes. And how many terrorists have all those dollars and all this anxiety? How many terrorists have those dollars and anxiety uncovered? None.
Not too many.
Mm. Leviathan needs a bomber. Any bomber. What does it matter then if a plane load of terrified hostages and their anguished families quake for an hour on the exceedingly slim chance that it might find something to justify 4 years of sound and fury? Leviathan eagerly traded their well-being. The passengers had no option, of course. Even in fear of their lives, they lacked any recourse because TSA screeners had stripped them of everything remotely useful in a situation like this. It's tough to saw through an airplane cabin door with nothing more than your fingernails, and when armed cops force unarmed passengers to sit tight, the latter's only choice is whether to die from a barrage of bullets or a bomb. Hour number two continues on the way. Your calls, 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Nothing like the power and exhilaration of a two-cycle dirt bike. But repairs can be costly and time-consuming. Introducing Protecta synthetic two-cycle oil for top performance and ultimate protection. Protecta reduces piston failure, less plug fouling, outstanding heat control, and low smoke. So when it comes to real performance, get more when you treat it right. With Protecta from SFR, available today. Did you know that many of the major oil companies have reduced detergents and gasoline as much as 50% since 1996? Car manufacturers are calling for better quality fuel as performance is being robbed in as little as 5,000 miles. There is an immediate solution. Try Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. That restores new car performance and improves mileage in one tank full. Start putting some of the money back into your pocket. Get more when you treat it right with Protecta from SFR. Available today.
For a store near you, go to sfrcorp.com. Or call 888-USE-SFR1.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free. You can take control of the show. Anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We'll get the archives there. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described. Right there on the front page of the website. We've always given the archives away for free, and we always will. From time to time, we ask you to do a little something for us, though. Like going and voting for the show. Thanks to your votes so far this month, we're still the number one podcast in the world over at PodcastAlley.com, which is by far the most respected, I think, of all the podcast listing sites.
It's the big one.
We are on the top thanks to you. Now, if you haven't gone and voted yet, you can do it once per month. So if you haven't done it in August, go to vote.freetalklive.com. Take you less than a minute to cast your vote. You can even leave a comment for the show if you'd like. That's vote.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about this terrorism, anti-terrorism insanity that is just getting worse as time goes on. Not only do we have invasive searching going on at our airports and just stupidity all over the place on account of TSA at our airports. Now we've got the random searches in New York City. And what's worse, I think what's worse than all of this government's, this unnecessary government security, is people's responses to it. I think that's the worst thing.
People, if not embracing it, are more definitely tolerating it.
I want to know how far they'll allow them to go.
And they legitimize it.
The thing is, you know, you sit somebody on a tarmac for an hour while the TSA does, one could assume, nothing to stop the plane from getting blown to pieces by the alleged bomber that had this note.
Right.
You know, they check people going into the subway. For what reason, I don't know. If they're going to drive the subway into a building, I really don't get it. How they're going to kill more than a few people, on the, you know, more than 30 people or so on the subway, I don't know how they're going to do it.
It's all about control.
It's absolutely all about that. But people just say, oh, it's okay. I wonder how far they'll go. Oh, it's all right if they take my kidney for the war on terror.
Yeah, right.
You know, he's got to stop terrorism. Yeah, it's okay if the officer sticks his finger in my butt. It's all
you know,
right.
It's interesting.
Monthly rectal exams.
He has to have sex with my wife so that we can stop this war on terror.
And my daughter, too.
I don't get it. Yeah. I mean, how far will people, because that's what the government does. It takes your time and it takes your money.
Right.
That's what it does.
And it creates this illusion that they're doing something as a result of all of it. We know they're taking time and money today, but there's no results. There's no terrorists that are being caught. And even if there were, it wouldn't justify what they're doing. At all. I don't care if they caught 10 terrorists by now, and they haven't caught any.
No.
And none of them that have been proven in a court of law. In fact, they refuse to even try the suspected ones in a court of law. They refuse to even give them the due process requirements that the Constitution allegedly requires them
to. You know, if the Constitution was followed here and Americans had the right to carry, you know, and they weren't stopped by federal law from carrying handguns on airplanes, and
or by New York City law by carrying them on subways, etc.,
then the terrorists that blew up the buildings would have been dead.
That's right.
They'd have been dead. They would have never blown up any buildings.
I mean, at worst, they might have killed a couple of the people in the process of being killed by hails of gunfire. But yes, they would have been dead, and those planes would never have crash landed. So that's a great point. 800-259-9231. So it's just so sad. All of this money goes for nothing. It just goes to pay these worthless bureaucracies that just provide illusions of security. And it's so, the worst part is that people just put up with it. And it's the fact that people put up with it that they keep taking those steps. They keep taking steps towards more security, a bigger police state, a more coercive and controlling government. And people just little by little say, well, oh boy, there's more bombs over in London. We better let them search us randomly now. In fact, it's interesting that you asked that question, man, which, as far as how much will people take, that's a very legitimate question. In fact, I think Gallup recently asked that question in a poll. I don't have the statistics in front of me, but there was a significant, I think, a majority of people in America that would refuse. I know that house-to-house searches would have been refused, allegedly. So the most invasive...
I don't think they would. I think that's BS.
Right. That's how I feel.
Right.
I think it's... I think talk is cheap, and it's easy to say that you'd refuse a house search, but when the cops come knocking on your door, it's a whole different situation.
Now, it's the way you phrase these questions. Part of it is because if you write the question, would you allow the police to do a Gestapo-style house-to-house search in your neighborhood?
Oh, of course not.
No, I'd never let them do that.
Would you allow the police to search your house for terrorists?
There's a terrorist loosed in your neighborhood. Would you allow the cops to come in and check around?
Oh, by all means.
Exactly.
Just like that. And you know, and I'm sorry, Americans have been conditioned through the public school system, and I don't know what it is. We're just about authority.
Yeah.
And if the cops come to the door, knock on the door and say, terrorists loose in the neighborhood, we're going to have to look around. I'll tell you what, 50% my foot wouldn't let them in.
Yeah.
75%, right?
At least.
Right through the
75%.
Door. Well, it seems as if...
And if they find marijuana while they're looking for that terrorist?
Yeah.
Oh, all the better.
You're in big trouble.
But it seems recently that the Leviathan, as Lou Rockwell.com described it, and the Homeland Security Department would have us believe that terrorists breed in the shadows. And that... They don't really congregate any specific place, but they're everywhere.
Right.
You don't know where they are. They could be at your front door, Ian.
They could be. It's nebulous. Anybody could be a terrorist, especially if they're wearing bulky clothing, sweating, and have wires sticking out of them.
Don't forget lots of cologne.
Right.
Yeah.
This is just insanity. And we, people like us, get called un-American by these sheep followers of this authority. We get called un-American.
Yeah.
We get called unpatriotic because we don't want to surrender our privacy in order to make them feel safer.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's even worse. I mean,
America was
talking about brown shirts.
America was founded on rights, not democracy.
Thank you.
Sorry. If you want a democracy, go set one up. This one wasn't set up as one.
And on top of that, we've got politicians all over the place claiming it's a democracy. Mm-hmm. We have them claim it so often, people believe they're in a democracy. In fact, it's reinforced by the fact that, well, we act like a democracy. 51% of the people vote in an amendment here in Florida. It goes into the Constitution. Whatever it is becomes law. Stuff like this happens all over the country. Let's go to the phones and talk to Bill in South Dakota. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, nice to talk to you guys.
Hey, how are you?
Great. So listen, I did want to mention something. You know, you were talking about, concealed carry or carry period.
Mm-hmm.
My general thing about this is if government actually wanted to do something about terrorism, which I don't honestly think it does, but
no.
If actually did, the best thing you could do about preventing terrorism would be to enforce the Second Amendment. I mean, enforce it. Enforce the Second Amendment. Say, you know, that's it. The Second Amendment means what it says. Carry a freaking gun if you want.
Yeah. Well, that's not necessarily enforcing it. That's just releasing all of the stupid gun laws that they've written over the years.
Over 20,000.
Yeah, the 20,000.
Enforcing the Second Amendment would mean saying, from now on, all these 20,000 gun laws, which are clearly unconstitutional, are unconstitutional. They're gone. We're enforcing the Second Amendment. And not only that, we're going to, we're going to take to federal court any state, local, official who takes it upon himself to pass a gun ordinance, a gun law, and say, you guys just violated the Constitution. You're in violation of federal law. You go to federal pen.
You know, somebody suggested a little while back that something about a death penalty, and I said, the only place I support the death penalty is for politicians. It's the only place.
Well,
Bill, you got about 10 seconds, man.
Okay. Well, the only other thing I wanted to say is if people had been allowed to carry on 9/11, the terrorists would not even have tried.
We agree with you. We agree with you, Bill. Thanks, man. Call us again sometime. 800-259-9231. We'll talk about monopolies and the evil Standard Oil. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforest of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control, 800-259-9231. Still plenty of time for your calls. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for our updates. You just go to, actually, you can go straight to updates.freetalklive.com now, and that'll take you right to where you need to be. Sign up. Takes you less than a couple minutes. And then from that point on, you will get emails whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. So that's updates.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. Free State Project, 20,000 liberty lovers. People like us. People that want to be more free. People that think the government is way too big and it needs to be cut way, way down. All going to move to the same state, and that state happens to be New Hampshire, which happens to be where this next email comes from Dennis. He emails in, I think I gave out his real name, but I won't tell his fake name. That way no one will know who the real name of the fake name is. Anyway.
Good thinking.
From Dennis, he says, "Hi, guys, love the show. I'm intending to donate some dinero as soon as I'm paid this week. I'm from New Hampshire. I live in Lebanon, New Hampshire, which happens to be where one of our affiliates is."
Yay.
WUVR. "I'm a friend of the Free State Project and a member of the New Hampshire Libertarian Party. So, when are you guys moving your radio station to New Hampshire?" Well, first off, Dennis, we don't actually have a radio station. We have a radio show.
And if we had a station, we couldn't move it.
That's true. We might like to acquire a radio station sometime in the future when we have lots of oodles and oodles of money, but that's for another day. So we're going to move the radio show up as soon as fiscally possible. So as soon as you help us out with that dinero, we'll be that much closer.
I don't know. Owning a radio station seems like a lot of work.
Well, somebody's got to do it.
Rush Limbaugh doesn't own a radio station.
That's a good point.
Howard Stern doesn't own a radio
station. That's why you hire a manager.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. So he goes on. He says, I have a quandary, and I'm hoping to hear your opinions. I'm in a debate with a leftist. He's arguing the obligatory socialist ethos, monopolies are evil empires. He used Standard Oil as the example. He says the government must control those empires, and in his opinion, the government must cap corporate income at $10 billion. I'm attempting to respond to this lunacy. Maybe you guys can provide some background of Standard Oil, why some people hate them and other monopolies, and why we shouldn't cap corporate income. Well, I don't know if we can do it all before 10 o'clock Eastern time tonight, but we can definitely talk about Standard Oil. When he mentioned Standard Oil, first thing that I thought of was Dr. Mary Ruart's excellent book, Healing Our World, where she actually addresses the Standard Oil situation specifically. And you can actually go read her book for free at ruart.com. We link to it from freetalklive.com's links page. You can actually read the entire 90s edition for free online. So here's the explanation as to what happened with Standard Oil. If you go by the high school textbooks in most government high schools, you kind of get the impression that they were evil, and they were a monopoly, and the trusts, you know, the big bad corporations that were fleecing the people. Well, here's the true story. Occasionally, consumers vote with their dollars to give their business almost exclusively to one service provider. John D. Rockefeller, for example, through efficiency and innovation, helped lower the price of kerosene from 58 cents to 8 cents per gallon. That's incredible.
That is great.
Between 1865 and 1885, his workers were loyal, hardworking, and well-paid. Rockefeller, an enlightened employer, was one of the first to actually initiate a retirement plan. Number three, these are reasons. Three is because he shared the jointly created wealth with his workers. They were highly motivated. Standard Oil scientists developed better refining methods. For instance, cracking, whatever that means. Number four, they found a way to use culm, a byproduct of coal mining, for fuel. Five, learned how to purify oil contaminated with sulfur. Six, before these developments, only the well-to-do could afford the expensive candles or whale oil for nighttime illumination. Without these innovations, kerosene for a penny per hour transformed evening activities for Americans of more limited means. Number seven, Americans voted with their dollars to make Rockefeller Standard Oil their kerosene provider. By 1879, it had 90% of the refining business.
It sure did.
And we come across these accusations all the time on this show that Microsoft is a monopoly and Standard Oil is a monopoly. No! The only way you can be a monopoly is if the government approves you.
Right.
If the government locks out everybody else from competing.
The cable company in my county, that's a monopoly.
The power company.
Because there's not a single other cable company in town.
Right.
Now, the power company is an even better example because I can at least get television through DirecTV
sure.
or rabbit ears.
You could get solar.
I don't think
it's not effective.
No, it's not effective. I just priced out windmills in the area, and it will actually take me 12 years to pay off the price of the windmill.
And that's taking into account if you know some guy doesn't trot on by and run into it.
Yeah,
you have to repair it then.
Right, anything.
In spite of its prominence, Standard Oil was unable to raise prices without encouraging fledgling competitors to lure customers away by selling for less. The marketplace ecosystem, free from aggression of licensing laws, protected the consumer from being overcharged. Rockefeller tried to organize independent oil refiners to keep the price of oil high, in much the same way that Southern landowners had colluded to pay slave wages to blacks after the Civil War. So he tried to do something, but just as some landowners found out they could profit by paying their workers a little bit more than anyone else, refiners who lowered their prices were able to attract more business. Without the help of government enforcement to make the oil refineries cooperate, Rockefeller found that the marketplace ecosystem, when free from aggression, meaning the government being involved, regulated his attempts to exploit his customers. Having failed to fix prices, Rockefeller tried to buy out his competitors. Since he didn't have the help of government to force them to sell, he had to make them an offer they would not refuse. We're going to come back with more on Standard Oil and Rockefeller and just total misinformation about this. in the mass media and in the history books. We'll set you straight. It's Free Talk Live.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains, and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D., only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on the subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. If you want to get in, you better do it now. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. Join us online, freetalklive.com, archives, live streaming, bulletin board system. It's all free. It's always going to be free, but we need your help. We need you to join the AMP program. If you can afford it, $3 a month will help us spread the word about Free Talk Live. Help us advertise the show in industry publications for the radio industry as well as various different internet sites. For instance, we have a Google AdWords campaign, which is working wonders for us. It's doing great. And that's where your money's going. We'll actually show you where your $3 are going to.
Yes, unlike the government.
Yeah, exactly. at amp.freetalklive.com. And unlike the government, you can stop paying at any old time if you get angry at us for something.
Mm-hmm.
That's not happening. No, people continue to join. We have over 66 members at this point of the AMP program, and we're already 4.5% of the way towards our goal. When we reach our goal, we will cut back the commercial time on this show by 25% at least. So get the details about how you can literally buy out the commercial time at amp.freetalklive.com. And, of course, help us out as well. We're talking about Rockefeller, John D. Rockefeller, Standard Oil, and a lot of myths that surround Standard Oil. One of the big myth, of course, is that they were a monopoly. Well, they got their 90% market share totally voluntarily. They didn't force people to come buy their oil. They got people to buy their oil by refining it, getting it cheaper. They brought the price down by something from like 58 cents to 8 cents per gallon. That's what brought them their market share. People liked their product. In fact, according to Mary Ruart's Healing Our World, encouraged by Rockefeller's story of rags to riches, young hopefuls tried to gain part of the giant's market share by offering to take less profit, so customers would be attracted by their lower prices. Naturally, many consumers were willing to take a chance on that newbie refiner that offered them a better deal than old Standard Oil would. Barely 4 years after attaining 90% of the market, Standard Oil competitors had doubled their volume. In 1884, almost 100 refineries were processing 23% of the crude. So his 90% share only lasted for 4 years.
Yeah.
He can't stay on top forever. Woolworths is out of business.
Yep.
Competition also began to stifle on the international front. In 1882, Standard refined 85% of the world's oil. By 1888, that's 6 years later, Russian oil had cut Standard's world market share to 53%.
Wow.
In the early 1900s, natural gas also began to be used as a substitute for kerosene. Without the aggression of licensing laws to prevent competition and innovation, Rockefeller could keep his monopoly only as long as he served consumers better than anyone else. Obviously, few companies can accomplish that feat for extended periods of time. Of course, being large gave Rockefeller certain advantages. The railroads gave Rockefeller special shipping rates because of the volume and steadiness of his business. Although his competitors objected, the railroads offered the same discounts to any other firm who would give them such business. No other companies could match the volume of Standard or get the discount. Price wars to undersell competitors were also easier for the giant. They were not entirely successful, however. Rockefeller stopped letting the public know when he acquired an independent firm, since some consumers had begun to shun Standard Oil because they didn't wish to further the mammoth's influence. So people stopped buying from Standard Oil simply because they got too big.
Yeah.
People just decided, you're too big now. I'm going to go with your competitor, even if I have to pay a little more. Without permission from the American citizenry to use law enforcement agents to stop its competitors, which is exactly what licensing and regulation is,
yes.
Rockefeller was unable to maintain his monopoly, even if he practiced deception. By 1911, Standard refined only 64% of the available petroleum, in contrast to the 90% it refined 32 years earlier. So there, they weren't a monopoly. You've been lied to. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
We'll see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And, of course, in the meantime, join us online at freetalklive.com. Have a great night.